against Lexington, and we moved the ball pretty well. And you know, we got to work some execution. I told the guys before we started, you know, we're gonna work on us. We don't really know what they were doing or really care what they were doing. We just have to make sure that we get out and execute and play as hard as we can play.
It looked like, I know Lexington looked like they struggled a little bit, but it looked like by the time you got to the South Harrison scrimmage, there was a little bit more intensity, I thought, out there than just a run-of-the-mill scrimmage. Was there a little bit of that? You know, we want to get a little bit of jump on you early?
Yeah, you know, they're the GRC rival over there, and I thought they were really much improved. You know, I told their coaching staff, those kids looked really good. We played them last year in week 7, and man, they look like they've been putting in some work in the offseason.
It looked like offensively, and I know you lost some pretty good pieces off last year, but it looked like with a multitude of different ways to get a bunch of different people the ball, that your offense is going to be multidimensional and it's going to be deeper this year.
Yeah, you know, I think Novak does a great job of you know, running the ball for us. And I mean, if anybody looks at Braden Hughes on the field, he's a weapon. You know, he's got some speed. He's got a little giddy up in his step, and you know, he's lots of fun. And then Aiden Wire does a great job of catching the ball. And you know, we didn't even try to throw to Colin tonight. So, you know, Coach Croy's got him going. They're clicking. We were clicking on about 6 of the 8 cylinders tonight, I think.
What were your thoughts of seeing Mason out there, kind of with the bullets flying for the first time?
Well, you know, he got in a varsity game last year and did a great job. I've seen him on the wrestling mat. I know he's a competitor, and he's not afraid to get in the mix. So I'm kind of excited to see, you know, what he brings to the field this year.
It looks like there might be a couple of shots a game where you try to get the ball to Elijah Miller. He looks like he could be a weapon for you.
Well, at 6'3", and a kid can run. He did a great job tonight. I enjoy having him, and he's a good kid.
Mm-hmm. What now is on your to-do list, especially for early in the week, as the week goes on, as you get closer to Brookfield a week from tonight?
Well, we have all of our focus is going to be on Brookfield. You know, we're going to watch a little bit of film tonight and see, you know, some things that we can create or correct, and you know, get after it. You know, they're coming to town. They're going to be a much improved football team too. So, you know, we got our hands full.
Defensively, were you pretty pleased with what you saw on that side of the ball?
Yeah, I think so. You know, it South Harrison didn't throw the ball a lot, so we didn't get a lot of work in the secondary. You know, but I thought we defended the run pretty well. You know, they caught us on a screen, and I told the guys before the game, you know, we're such an aggressive defense that the screen is a good play against us. And I think they threw it 7 times last year, so I knew we were going to see it tonight too.